Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of my favorite people on the planet, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Please go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. You'll become so much smarter. If you're not sure, folks, if you're looking for a way to educate yourself and to see the truth, and you can handle the truth, go to galen.org and read the work that they do there and support them, because Grace Marie and her team does a great job. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all that you do. Donald Trump said this week, when I'm president, in the first 100 days, I'm going to convene a special session of Congress to repeal Obamacare. Walk us through what that would or could look like.
Well, it totally depends on what happens with the Senate. It looks like the Republicans are in pretty good position to hold the House of Representatives, but you've got to get it through the Senate as well. And if you do that, then you it's highly unlikely that they won't have the 60 votes they need to avoid a filibuster. So this is going to have to go through the reconciliation process, which takes time, but they showed
good on the stump, though, doesn't it?
He says he's going to do it, and the Republicans already have their replace plan ready to go. So I think
any of the down-ballot senators and folks who've been at least mute on Trump, if not against him, do you see them now in the last week saying, hey, I'm going to show up for that session?
Absolutely. Obamacare is now finally becoming an issue in the presidential race, but it has been for a long time an issue in the Senate races, because several members are running for election that lost their seats after the Obamacare washout, and they want them back. But they were the critical vote that put this over. Evan Bayh in Indiana, Russ Feingold in Wisconsin.
Bayh's vote was the one that pushed it over.
And they want to come back, and their opponents are just hammering them with their Obamacare vote.
And the down ballots are closer to the bread and butter issue of Obamacare than the president is. And the candidates are.
Yes, and also because, as we've been talking about for a long time, people want their states to be more in control of health care decisions, especially the kind of insurance they can buy. They know that worked better than this federal monstrosity of regulation that we have now from Obamacare. Mm-hmm. So people want...
Well, and here's an interesting thing. Trump does not have a lot of retail... Or he does not have a retail organization to speak of. But the down ballot people do. Mm-hmm. And so what I said for a long time was, Trump may not have coattails for his down ballot folks, but they may have coattails for him. What do you think?
That's where the money's. You know, the Republican National Committee hasn't been putting any money into the presidential campaign.
They're putting it in the Senate, and
you
might think that that's taking money away from Trump, but it could be the reverse coattail syndrome.
Interesting. That's a very interesting insight. Well, that's something that we should be looking at next week and see. Based upon the result, what happened and how did the vote get turned out by whom?
So how did we get to a point in America, and I said this the other day on the air, how did we get to a point in America where our two choices are, and I'm with apologies to Mr. Johnson, who's been on my show before, and Ms. Stein, whom I don't know, we got two choices. One is the most corrupt, more amoral person that I can imagine being in politics, Hillary Clinton. I call her name. I think she's awful in her way she conducts her business, and a wackdoodle. A wackdoodle and a morally corrupt person. How did we get to that point where those are our choices, Grace Marie?
It's unfortunate, but the way the American people need to look at this is really not just the candidate, but each one of them are going to bring 7,000 political appointees office with them to run
never,
the government.
If you've ever seen
who
those
do you
people,
want to pick those people?
If you've never seen, they're going to be in the DOL. They're going to be in the
every
NLRB,
every agency,
the
FCC, every department, and of course the Supreme
Treasury,
Court.
On and on. I've been. Grace Marie knows this better than I do. I've been in Washington when they showed up, and Buddy. When the appointees show up, whether they know what they're doing or not, they take over.
That's right. And that's really, to me, it's the Supreme
that's
Court
the
and who's going
part.
To be running the
yeah.
government.
Imagine,
and you have to look at
imagine
the
a bunch of Clinton cronies taking over all the departments of the government. That's shit scary to me. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Keep up the good work. Are you going to come back on my anniversary week?
I am. When is
all
that?
All right. That's 2 weeks.
All right.
Grace
After
Turner.
The election, we'll see how this turns out.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Galen.org. I always like telling you about that website. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.